All this week, we've journeyed to neighborhoods around the city where the median income matches the city's, just under $52,000. So what does it take to be middle class? WNYC's Arun Venugopal traveled to the end of the line in the Bronx and got one man's take.
The next and last stop is Wakefield, 241st Street.
Wakefield can feel a little peripheral. It is, in fact, the northernmost neighborhood in the five boroughs, the very last stop on the 2 line. But in a way, this is the lure, the thing that makes it attractive to middle-class families.
It's an average neighborhood. It's not the best, and it's not the worst either.
Right in the middle. The census tells us the household median income in Wakefield is just over $51,000, matching the city's median, but 50% above the median in the Bronx, which is just $34,000. Paul Bowles has lived here for 31 years, one of five siblings who moved here from Guyana in South America. All five raised their families right here in Wakefield.
I can't afford Westchester. It's too expensive.
Paul and I started chatting outside his house on Richardson Avenue, an area that used to be German and Italian, but is now largely West Indian. It's a street of large, well-kept houses with nice cars parked out in front. Paul's a maintenance supervisor at the MTA facility nearby and had the day off. And after a few minutes, he invited me inside, gave me a glass of juice, and started heating up some lunch for me.
Sounds delicious.
Baked chicken and vegetables made by his wife, Champa. She'd gone upstairs to look after their grandkid. Paul also pulled out a jar of this brilliant red sauce.
You need pepper sauce? That's got
that smells good. Yeah. Is it super hot?
No. This is, we call it weary pepper. Okay. Smelling nice.
We ate in the kitchen, watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Cedric the Entertainer.
I never carved anything in a tree trunk before. I'm thinking it's C7 stone, final answer.
No, you got it right. That's what
Cedric. Cedric's funny.
It was relaxing. Paul's a low-key guy. Nothing at all flashy about him, but he kind of exemplifies the classic immigrant narrative, working really hard, saving up, and eventually owning a piece of the pie. His ancestors were indentured laborers from India, and one generation after another worked in Guyana's sugar industry. He did too, but after he finished high school, he went to technical school, then moved here in 1982. He was an electrician and worked relentlessly, 2 8-hour jobs, and 5 years after arriving in America, he bought his home for a little over $200,000. And eventually he bought another one, which he rents out.
You got to set your priorities right.
By which he means avoiding some of the distractions of American life.
There are people that just want to live comfortable. You know, they go to party, they buy luxurious stuff. I was quite different. I was conservative. My first car was a 1977 Toyota Corolla. Some people choose to go buy a Cadillac and pay $600 a month.
Of course, it helped that he got a good union job at the MTA, starting at $13 an hour. Now, he says, those kinds of jobs, the kind that allow a family to call itself middle class, are harder to come by. He's glad both his kids have good jobs, but he plans to help them out so they can have the quality of life he thinks they deserve. So he keeps working.
Christmas was Wednesday, New Year's was Wednesday. I worked both days. So good things come when you make the right sacrifice.
The choices Paul Bowles has made, where he's lived, how hard he's worked, aren't for everyone, but it's paid off and goes to show that in some corners of the city, the middle class is doing all right.
I just like regular way of life. Go to work, come home, my home is okay, my family is okay, and I'm a happy camper.
For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.